What's up? What's up? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone.
What's up?
What's up?
Yo, Duke,
pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
Capital 263.
Yo, what's up, people? It's Elliot Twist. Naora.
Hi.
Yes.
It's my Tandy.
My Tandy.
How's it going?
My ghetto. What's up?
Not digiri, not doubt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Likes, Shamari.
Sha, guys, no one likes my stuff. No one likes my stuff on Facebook. I made a good indictment. Say, I don't know. Maybe it's boring.
It's boring.
It could be boring.
I don't think it's boring.
Kind but of. No one likes my stuff. Like, it's hard. When I get a like, I feel some kind of way. Like, I just want to have a party. So,
you feel like you've been acknowledged, haven't you?
You know, it's whack. Have you ever watched Black Mirror?
Yes, I'm a huge fan of Black Mirror.
Bruh, yeah. This episode on Black Mirror. Did you watch the one on social media? So this episode, right? I'm sorry, spoiler alert. If you like Black Mirror. And you haven't watched it, I'm sorry in advance, okay?
Yes.
Wakanda forever.
Oh, yeah.
But... there's this episode, right, and it's social media, and it's like, it gets like your whole life is designed on how many likes you get, who your friends are,
yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's going to be us, and then I'm going to be that girl, who's just like, so uncool.
Oh, yes.
I feel so uncool in life.
Yes.
Generally, yeah, Facebook just makes me doubt myself.
Yes.
But
it shouldn't be that hard, you know, to generate likes and stuff, Shah. You know, we should be a community, a welcoming community, a building community, a community that is not stingy with likes.
Vote for Elliot.
Yes.
Yeah, that sounded like a poster.
2018
presidential candidate, independent.
For Facebook.
Hashtag.
For Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hashtag for Facebook.
Yes, for Facebook.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do it.
Yes. So what was the picture you had put up? For, if I may ask, on Facebook, the one that people were so reluctant to like.
So, like, I'm like really excited, right? Because, like, my Kambani is turning 2 this year.
Oh,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Are we having prize?
Yeah, we can do it.
Yes.
It's in the realm of possibility. So, my company is turning 2, right?
Open me.
You are the one who said, Iwebenz, we had to get a test. Let's make a podcast.
Yes.
So, I'm here.
Yes.
Am I not here?
Ah, you are here.
So, let me tell you my story.
Here.
So, like, I'm like all like inspired and, you know, like I'm listening to like, music, right? And I'm, you know, I've got my Illustrator open because, like, Illustrator is my favorite app in the whole wide world.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm thinking terrible twos. And, like, my theme, like, for this year actually is terrible twos.
Right.
And, like, people are like, oh my gosh, you're going to be throwing tantrums and stuff. But, like, basically what it means is, like, yeah, I'm just, like, a 2-year-old. Like, when my kid was 2, it was, like, there was no negotiation, really. Like, it was just, like, you know, it was like, yeah, this is what I want. And Kajinji, she'd get what she wants. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, that's kind of like how I feel right now in my company. Like, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I want to create an indie music festival. I'm going to do it. I want it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like this like state of determination, like stubbornness. Because already in Dine Naro, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like already I'm naturally I'm that guy.
I think when you're going, you need Naros to survive in life, Sha.
Without
Naro, Sha.
Akuna.
Ma one.
There's no chance.
They'll bury you, Sha. They'll bury you and...
He missed it. Did you hear me?
What?
I said, there's no chance. Like the rapper.
Ah! Please, someone. We have the biggest comedic act.
No, it's impossible. No, I can't do it.
Please, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Call Joshua if you're listening.
No, I can't. That is actually not great. Because they closed down Graysman's shops. But it's not.
Another
I'm not
one.
I'm just like,
Like, I feel like DJ Khaled.
I wish there was like another one. Yeah. You know, we're the best. It's a major key.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. So like, yeah, I'm turning two. So I put a post, you know, saying, look, we're turning two, and I love this. I loved the design personally.
Yeah.
But you know, it's like sometimes you think your cooking's dope, and then you're wondering why everyone keeps asking for salt, tomato sauce,
azanza, banana,
chili. that's what Facebook did to me. So guys, please, if you listen to this, just like my post. Yeah.
No, that's awesome.
Like it makes my day.
That's awesome. All right. I'm pretty sure that everyone has heard that. And then I will post a like and hit share if that's possible. Definitely. Thanks.
If it's possible.
Yes.
If data allows. It is. Well, what are we talking about today?
Oh, today we're talking about a lot of stuff, Shamari. But wait, before we even start talking about the major stuff, there's one thing you mentioned. We were talking about before we started recording. You were talking about City Sessions and how dope it is.
Woo! Prayer, my friend.
Yes.
You are the truth.
Oh, yes.
No. City Sessions, I think, was really awesome. Like, so it's a new event.
Yeah.
Here in the space where we're at, so that's B2C, and from the same guys who brought you the cookout.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So they now got this thing called City Sessions, and it was like a pretty glam. Like it was red carpet, you know. And, like,
really?
Yeah, they were like.
Hey, how come I didn't see pictures on Facebook though?
Because it was invite only.
Oh, wow. You're like super important.
Yo, no, actually, like I think honestly, I think Nengun Zurati.
But come on.
But like no, like it was so cool. So like he just like sort of invited a certain group of people because it was his first one.
Yeah.
And it was three acts.
Yeah.
So it was prayer. It was Massa. I'm a Massa. I'm also a Massa fan.
Yeah, she's just amazing.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
And this dynamite child called Cleo.
Oh, okay.
She's 21.
Never heard of her.
Yo, that girl can belt, though.
Really?
Like, she's tiny. Like, she's, like, really, really small. Like,
yeah.
In my past life or in my future life, I hope when I grow up, I can be that small.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although I'm growing the opposite way.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, like, it was beautiful. Like, the vibe was really cool. I see where he's trying to go with it. I think definitely, you know, the thing with events, and, I mean, I do events a lot. It's hard,
yeah.
You know? Zimbabweans are really, like, we're very, very critical, you know? So we're very first, hey, you know? And it's understandable because the thing is we all know what a good, you know, we all kind of know what it's supposed to be. But, like, very few people have ever tried to put an event together, and it's not easy.
Exactly.
You know? So I think, like, just a general piece of advice I can give to anyone, like, doing events, like, don't even sweat. Never sweat it. Like, never sweat the first one. Like, if things don't go exactly as planned, don't sweat it. That's how it works.
I remember the Juice's first event.
How was that?
We had a freestyle party. We went through three mics that were not working. Three different mics.
Wow.
And we had, like, a bunch of hungry MCs, Shamari.
Oh, wow.
Ready to go. Up, I amped the crowd up. I'm like, yo, it's going down. Are you ready? I think I managed to get it, like, two words. With the first mic, I was like, welcome everybody to the show. It's about to go down. Then zip.
Just like.
Anyway. How do you feel when they make them hungry MCs? Anyway. So what was it? You were somewhere. Kusha.
Kumtara.
Kumtara. Yeah. But anyway, luckily D-Block saved the day. She hooked me up with a microphone and it turned out to be one of the best things ever. Like, it was a good turnaround for us.
And when's the next one, though? Like,
it's happening sometime this year. But yeah, but you're right.
My other thing, like, okay, if the first, like, you have to keep going.
Consistency,
painful. Oh my gosh, like, there's an event we did last year, right? Ask anyone who knows me. Like, when the event was done, like, right? You know, so everyone's like, oh, yo, big up. Sick show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I went behind the stage.
Yeah.
And I found myself in fetal position, crying. Oh. I just cried my eyes out. I couldn't make any money.
No way.
And it was, like, the turnout was great. We had, like, about 500 people through the door, like, in and out throughout the night.
Wow.
And it's just, like, it just didn't work out. Like, financially, it just didn't work out. It was a loss. It was probably the biggest loss I made last year.
Yeah.
And I felt like such a failure. I felt like, oh my gosh, that's it. I'm done. I'm not doing this again.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, thank God I had this amazing partner called Tawanda. And Tawanda was like, nope. There's no such thing like giving up. Like, we have to keep going. Like, we have to do it. We have to do something. Yeah. So then we just planned for the next one. And the nice one is that, the nice thing is that we didn't have to really take on, for the concert anyway, we didn't have to really take on any logistical issues because it was for a festival.
All right.
But I mean, like, we just had time to now focus on the actual act and creating a really good show. And it worked out, you know. And then we had like six, seven events last year.
Yeah.
And if there's one thing I have to say, like, just keep going. If you have an idea, if you had five people on the first one, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Do it again. You'll get it right. You'll find your rhythm.
Exactly.
And don't try to copy people. Like, take what's good from people, but you don't necessarily have to copy someone else's format to have a successful show.
Yep.
So, like, I'll never say, like, no, you should definitely use Ningi. You know, you should use Ningi for sound. Yeah. Use Ningi for... Like, you have to. Yeah. Obviously, we need to support each other as an industry, like a creative industry.
Yeah.
But, like create your own format. Like, do what works for you, what comes naturally. Otherwise, you'll die of stress.
I think doing what works for you, or just allowing yourself, giving yourself that room to act on it is a huge positive in terms of creativity and growth.
Mm.
You know, build new links, creativity. Hey, it's always good kuti something just comes from a random angle. You know, not the regular faces. And you know, it's just a good thing, you know.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Good vibes. Well done, Prayer. City Sessions. You should like totally be there for it. Like, look out for it. City Sessions. Although I think I'm just guest list is a comfortable place to be on, guys. Like, if you feel you'd like to put me on a guest list anyway, it's just that I flake a lot. I flake out shame. But like, it's not for lack of wanting. I'm so whack. Like, you know this.
Yes.
I'm the whackest person, like, when it comes to just pitching up early.
Yeah, for starters, this has taken us quite a while to, you know, put together.
Yeah, but moving on. What's what it is?
I'm so glad that you managed to come through. No, really, I do appreciate it, though. You know, I understand. Yeah, sure. You left, guy. Oh, by the way, I like that you like the T-shirt I have on. It's a Harare Tees T-shirt. I am an ambassador for Harare Tees. So,
hey, you know, I'm an ambassador for my child. How about that? I'm an ambassador for a whole human.
Yeah.
Sure, guys, the tee is so dope. Like, it's so sick.
It's got Zimbabwe on it, right?
Yeah. Yes. So it's like the map of Africa made out of like all the names of the countries on the continent, and then Zimbabwe is like like the big atom, and then it's like in Zim color, like, you know, like. It gave me the feels, like the Zim scarf.
Oh, wow. Yeah. The Zim scarf's got me feeling some type of way as well. You know, I really like it.
I like it. So many people don't like it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it. But then that's the thing, you know. It's so strange in Zimbabwe. We get so fed up with our own stuff.
Yeah.
It's only after you've left home and you're like traveling or whatever. And you're like, man. I don't know if fabric. Zim is in the building.
Mm.
You know, you need that.
Mm.
You really need that. In terms of identity and stuff, you just need that. You just need your own threads.
Your own thing. Yeah. Like, and you know what? It's fine. We start like, hey, it's like events. You start somewhere, guys.
Exactly.
It's like, hey, it's a scarf. Hey, all right. You all feel the way you feel about it.
Yeah.
But like, no, it's a start, guys. Exactly. Like, I think, you know what? For me, it's better than, oh my gosh, can I say this? I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it's a podcast.
I'm saying.
You're free to say it, free to do it, right?
If you hear it and you are somebody wearing a suit, you know, I love my country, and I love my child, so don't take me away. But, like, I think a scarf with colors on it is so much better than something with a face. The weather is so beautiful today.
Yes. Okay. Next.
Moving on.
But I like that. That was like a fireball.
Oh, wait, I've got another one for you.
Yes.
Moving on swiftly, like freight.
Oh. Somebody, Netflix, where are you? Sign this girl. She can sell out the whole Madison Square in the HICC.
I feel like people are probably like, stop listening now. Like, you know, like press pause. Hey, like close the window.
Whoever's listening, please stay. We have more for you. We have more for you. Come on.
Yeah, it gets better. I promise.
More comedy.
Let me try and be normal. Right. Let me put on my radio voice. So, Elliot, tell me today, like, what are we talking about?
Actually, Aura, we have been talking about what we wanted to talk about since the beginning of the show.
Well, yes.
However,
this job can't be this cool, though. Yeah, it's just Nyaya's, guys.
It is that cool. No pressure, you know? But there's an issue I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
The Free Trade Agreement Pact. Hey, listen to us getting all...
Hey, my grown-ups... No, you can tell he's an adult.
Honestly, though, this went over a lot of people's heads.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it. Like, what is it? Why is it so cool?
I think it's statistically... Should I start with the statistics?
Say what's on your heart, my brother. On your heart.
On my heart. All right. For starters, I think it's a step in the right direction because it's going to boost intra-trade and intra-investment. It's going to allow African countries to trade amongst themselves, invest amongst themselves. It's really a step in the right direction in the sense that for the longest time, we've been saying Africans need to come together. We need to come together and work on ideas, mm-hmm. give each other opportunities, etc., etc. Now, with this agreement and a few countries sitting down and saying, hey, look, let's put this plan in motion. Mm-hmm. There's even a possibility of us having an African passport. I mean, wouldn't that be so dope? Mm-hmm. Being able to just travel from Kenya to SA to, all right, SA,
Kenya,
we're already doing Senegal, Tanzania, or wherever it is that you want to go in the continent without any hassles and stuff. Yes, you know, I want to be able to do all of that, yeah, you know.
That is dope, though.
Yeah, so right now, African countries' intra-trade right now is at, I think it's at about 16%.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good figure compared to Europe, which is around 50%.
Wow.
Imagine the jobs we'd be able to create for each other.
Yeah.
If, say, there was an Orin Ecole in Zambia, an Orin Ecole in South Africa.
Yes.
You know, a juice in Namibia, a juice in Angola, you know?
That would be so sick.
And one currency. I hear Cyril was talking about how we should have, like, our own currency as a continent.
One currency.
Can you imagine the possibilities?
I'm like, I feel like it's a long way off.
Yeah, hit me.
It's like a bit of a long way
off. Oh, yes, definitely. It is a long way off.
It's cool, though. Like, it's cool. Like, I think, you see, the thing is, like, again, I think that's the inner Zimbo coming out. You know, we're like, the first instinct is like, ah, man. You don't understand that it is. One currency. Let me pause myself. I was just about to say something.
Yeah.
But like, yes, like it feels like really like it feels a little far off.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree with you that it's an excellent development.
Yeah.
I am pro African. I am pro local.
Yeah.
Pro collaboration as well. So anything that, you know, encourages us to work together as a continent, and to support one another. Like, if I need to be able to freely, I mean, I've done work in Ghana and with Ghanaians.
Yeah,
it would be so much easier if it could just happen. Like, oh, ouch, ow! Just like punched myself in the face. Like, what is this? Like, what is this self hate? Or like, sorry, I just need to pause and search deep. But like, yeah, like I think. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'm positive. Like, not like deliriously positive, like, mm-hmm. oh, yeah, you know, kumbaya, but like...
the possibilities.
The possibilities.
You're excited about the possibilities.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I think it's time, guys. Like, I've been tired. I've been waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Whatever it is, we'll do it. Let's do it. Although
I was a bit disappointed that Nigeria was like, guys, sorry. I don't want to sign this just yet. Yes,
by themselves,
and they're the biggest market
absolutely
on the continent. So I guess they're trying to protect their interests.
Bougie,
exactly.
Don't be bougie.
I was going to say, it's similar to how Britain wants to pull out of the EU.
Brexit.
Yeah, Brexit. only this time it's Nigeria that doesn't even want to join us. So
why? Tell me. It's sad though, because like Nigerian jokes are my favorite.
Yes.
Like I like on Instagram, like yeah. That's my life.
Cracks TV.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And there's this other one.
Are you
my friend introduced me to this other one? What's it?
Are you kidding me?
Oh whoa. No, they're like okay, so shout out to Nigerians. You guys are like super funny. Like please invite me for like I've heard Nigerian jollof.
Oh.
Is apparently better than Ghanaian jollof. I've had Ghanaian jollof. I couldn't breathe.
Tell me something.
Because yes.
What is this jollof?
Jollof. Yo, I feel like there's West Africans listening to me. So let me just like put a disclaimer first.
Yeah.
And say like I don't know.
Yeah.
Let me put I don't know first, then I'll say what I think it is, right?
All right.
But it's basically like it's rice.
Yeah.
It's rice, but it's like mixed with stuff. It's like what the Indians yeah, I don't know where they yeah, I feel like I'm lying, but it's fine. It's like you know, like there's a dish called biryani.
Right.
So biryani is like yeah, like your rice mixed with your veg and your nyama and stuff. So I think it's pretty similar to jollof. Jollof is like a very spicy rice.
Is it like a gangoy rice?
No. Hey, wow, gangoy rice. My gosh.
Offside.
Moment of silence.
Oh, fallen heroes.
That one was. Hey, that one was.
Moyo
wangu. But like yeah, that's jollof. Yeah, so basically yeah, it's like a spicy rice with like mixed with cool stuff. Like they put different things in it. That's what like gives it that like vibe.
Yeah.
But then like the one thing is there's what we call miribiri, right? Or chili is pepe.
Oh.
Pepe. They call it pepe.
All right.
And like I can't deal. Like, you know, pepe where it's so there's something called pepe soup.
All right.
Where it's just like chilies in your mouth. In a way, it's like the level of chilies. And they say, do you want a little bit of pepe or like a lot of pepe? I'm like, no, like none, if possible.
Yeah.
No pepe.
Oh, she took offense.
You know, it's like.
She took offense.
No, like, it was more like concern. Like, I don't know if you can eat anything in this, in this country then. Like, it's like, wait, even like KFC has pepe. And then you're like, what is this life? But like, it's like, it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot. Like, where I can't taste it. If you could see my face, like, that's basically what it tasted like to me. It was like great and that it was filling, but like it hurt me. It was painful. Have you ever eaten something that's painful?
Yes, yes.
Like even before it comes out the other side, like it's just like
you're fully aware.
You're fully aware
of the forthcoming attractions.
Of what
like,
you are
you know
arming.
Exactly.
The gunpowder.
Yes.
In your body. Like, you know, you know this.
Yeah.
So, like.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, you know when you eat something and then you get a song in your head?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that just me? Like, do you ever live life with, like, theme songs playing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Like, when you're eating jollof, like, and all you can...
It's actually surprising that we agree on this. Like,
I think everyone does it.
Oh, it's just that we don't talk about it?
Yeah, like, because people think I'm crazy. You know what I mean? But like for me, like, it's a real thing. It's like a life thing, right?
Yeah.
So, like, when you're eating jollof, do you know what song plays in my head?
What? Which one?
Pour me what? Pour me what? Quench this.
Wow. that is the perfect song.
Yeah. And then like yeah, then a glass of milk would be singing to me, if I tell you that I love you. That's so whack. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm gonna lose all my friends now. But yes, okay. I don't even start talking about jollof rice. We're talking about the free trade agreement, right? Yes. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dopeness. Yes. Oh, yeah, I'll say Nigerians are funny.
No, we were talking about jollof and how good it tastes.
Yeah, but the way we
and
got
I was
to
asking,
jollof,
and I was asking, what's in it?
Oh, and I said, God, there's things. Okay, well, jollof has things in it. It's got like rice, spice, and other things. My various.
Oh.
People put various things. It's like
the same ingredients.
Hey, I'm sorry. What's my surname? Like, does that sound like somebody who knows? like what goes inside your mouth. Okay, oh, I know I'm a foodie,
yes,
but like right now I'm failing. Okay, so like remember I'm already struggling to get likes, so don't like make it worse for me out here.
Oh no, I am dying. I'm dying. All right, so I noticed that you posted a link about smart cities today, and smart cities, free trade. There's a lot of hope in there, right?
But yeah.
What's the story really with smart cities?
Okay, cool. So there was this like really cool launch that happened. I think it was really cool.
Yeah.
Something called the Zimbabwe Smart Sustainable Cities Initiative, right? And I think the company is Regain 37 or Regain. Ooh, wow. Forgive me, but like, yes, this is an awesome company, right?
All right. So you put up a link about smart cities. Free trade, yes. smart cities. There's a whole lot of hope in there.
Yes.
So
things are happening.
Yeah. What are we?
Okay. Cool. So like there was this launch, really really cool launch this week, of the Zimbabwe Smart Sustainable Cities Initiative.
Yeah.
And basically it's like a social enterprise group that got together and started this thing.
Yeah.
In line with the ICT policy roadmap towards creating like smart city, like a smart city roadmap.
Right.
Basically,
right.
Smart city is a city that's efficient.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about smartphone, yes, yeah, there's the IT thing, but the whole thing is having a phone that is efficient.
Exactly.
So like the same principle with a city.
Uh-huh.
So we were talking futuristic stuff. Like it was really futuristic.
You were
like,
in Wakanda for a few
minutes. Like I was sitting there and I was like, you know, I was like crossing my arms. I felt like I didn't have enough face paint on.
Wakanda forever.
But I was like, yo, T'Challa, where you at? but yeah, it was like super, super dope. But like, it gets me really excited, to think about, you know, what the possibilities are. You know, I think, you know, as much as a lot of people, there are a lot of people who aren't huge fans of Black Panther. You know, when Black Panther came out, there's a lot of like hate, even from within the Black community.
Oh, yeah.
Of, you know, where people are like, oh, but it's not even African. Oh, but it's like, you know, like there's a lot of comments.
Yeah.
But like, I think what I really liked about it was the fact that it showed, you know, it was this Afrofuturism. You know, we all play with Afrofuturism, but it was something else to see it, you know. And then, you know, to sort of like see it in the context of, you know, they were speaking Xhosa and I was like, yeah, you know, I don't need subtitles. and like it was so cool to see a tech forward African looking space, you know, where like even just the technology used, like where, you know, where the holograms were made out of sand. You know, and stuff like that. Like, you know, when you think smart city, you think, okay, something really cool, techie is possible and can actually be created. We have the brain power. We have the brain power more than anything. Maybe not the infrastructure as yet, but you can't, what builds infrastructure is brain power. I think the brain resource, the brain capital we have in Africa is enough to create smart, sustainable cities everywhere. You know, one of the interesting conversations that came up during that launch was how, Harare is the capital city, right?
Yep.
But actually, it's like that's where everything happens. Like most of the time, if you live in Mutare in Gwanda, you have to come to Harare to get important stuff done.
Exactly.
And an interesting conversation was around how that was actually created during colonialism. Because the colonizers were few, they needed one city where they could all sort of convene and run everything from, which became Harare.
Oh.
Right? But if you look at Europe, right, even if you look at the States, you'll find that, like, it's not like you can only find the passport office in New York. No. It's probably you can go anywhere. Do you know what I mean? Each city is, like, functional and, like, At a certain level, independent
of the other.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It can function on its own. Like your quality of life does not depreciate a lot. You know, like barely depreciates. Where it's like, oh, there's no banks. Oh, there's no this. Oh, there's no movie house. There's no coffee shop. Or there's no anything.
Yeah.
Because I'm no longer in the capital city. That's not how it works out there. But yet, this is the system we were left with here.
Right.
And so we now, in a sense, you know, I sound so Black Power, but we do need to like decolonize ourselves a little bit.
No, you're right, actually.
You know, and get into, you know, like we need to start building all our cities, creating a village of sorts. Back to the village, you know, in a village, like, it, like, if your neighbor didn't have food, it was an issue. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Everyone would need to have food. Everyone would need to be taken care of.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, we need to do that. Like, in the article, like, I wrote like a fantasy intro. It was inspired by Napster. He said something similar, like he was emceeing. So he said like a really fantastical sort of story of what he saw the future Zimbabwe would look like.
Yeah.
So I borrowed a little bit from that. And one of the things that I mentioned was like how booking like the NBT, the National Bullet Train, right?
Yeah.
And that they had recently been built new stations in Binga and Chimanimani.
Right.
You know, like, can you imagine taking a train to Chimanimani? And it's like, just because you're in Chimanimani doesn't mean like life has now stopped. The internet is excellent. Wi-Fi, access to internet is a human right.
Yeah.
It's a human right. Like, you actually, like, it's like you're like violating my rights if your data's bad. Like, so, you can tell us all at once, step it up. Like, I can take you to the UN for this. Yeah. Like, so, like, you know, this is why they send those text messages. I'm like, you better say sorry. Anyway, imagine where you can go anywhere in Zimbabwe and you're still.
That is such an awesome initiative, because I think every city in the country has something unique to offer.
Mm.
And if we can create independent economies and systems for each and every city, then wow, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Very exciting.
So well done, guys. I'm looking forward to that. I'm just, again, hoping consistency. Let's keep it going, you know?
Exactly.
After Easter, there's supposed to be about, I think, like 3 months of research and development.
All right.
Followed then by a symposium, the first of its kind, a smart city symposium here in Africa, in Zimbabwe. And yes. They are reaching. I actually described it as ambitious in the article. You know, they were like, yeah, you know, we want to get people like Bill Gates. We want to get like Jack Ma. And then they were like, yeah, it sounds impossible, but Dubai is doing it. But like all these other countries, Kenya is doing it. Yeah. Nigeria is doing it. Rwanda's so why can't we do it? Rwanda's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and like right now, Kigali.
Rwanda did it.
They are didding it. They are didding it. Like, didimas.
Ah! Oh my god!
I didn't do that.
Oh man!
P. Diddy. Stop, Aura. Okay. This is why I don't have friends.
I've got no comeback from that.
This is why
one.
My friend circle is so small.
It's very encouraging.
Very
like
encouraging.
It.
Very
I like
cool.
I think. Staying in that space of talking of the possibilities is something that we should make a culture amongst ourselves instead of constantly complaining.
Yes.
Because constantly complaining blinds you to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is good. This is good.
It is good.
This is good. So, Aura, you like Poloni?
You know, that's a trick question. I'm stopping there.
You look like a Poloni lover. Are you a Poloni lover?
What does a Poloni lover look like? Oh my god! Apparently, I have a Poloni face. Like, okay, I'm taking this far. I have a Poloni face. Are you saying this is a game weight? What are you saying?
Oh my god!
Oh my god! He just said I'm fat.
Yeah,
you heard that yourself, right?
It just got hot.
It has
just got hot. In here.
We've all eaten Poloni, right?
For the longest time, I've always wondered where it comes from.
Oh, it's wonderful.
And I hate being older because you start to figure out the truth about some of these things.
Mm.
I don't need to know the truth.
Mm.
Ignorance is bliss, but research has just...
Listeriosis, too.
Oh... Beyond Listeriosis, now I'm just concerned, you know? In fact, let me play this audio and then tell me what you think. All right, so I don't have a problem with chicken heads, chicken skins. Nah, I can deal with that. Like, chicken feet, chicken bones.
Oh, why is this life? Why?
I can deal with the chicken.
Wait.
What I can't deal with?
Wait. I can't. Wait.
I've seen people eating chicken heads, chicken skins.
Yo, like, can you chill though?
Yeah.
It's a no for me.
Everything.
It's a no.
But I've seen people.
It's a no.
Grinding up that head.
Lord, why? Why are we doing this? Like, who was the guy who was like, who looked at the chicken head, right? It was cut off. He was like, you know what? You know what?
I'm going in.
You know what? I think we need to grind that up. What you saying?
Exactly.
I think grind it on up, put some pink food coloring. I'm gonna eat that up.
And MDN glue. See, that's the thing that bothers me. The MDN glue.
What is MDN glue?
MDN is the glue that then compacts all that ground meat together. And then, so maybe Poloni's actual color is. Is that nasty?
No, I don't feel well. Do you understand? Like, I really need you to stop.
Maybe Poloni's like a nasty,
oh my gosh,
brownish, like,
friend,
green color, and then the coloring.
I'm gonna walk up out of here.
And then
hey.
But you should have seen.
I'm actually gonna eat you though. Do you understand? Like, yo, mics aside, like, I'm gonna hurt you. Like, I'm going to hurt you, Elliot. Like,
oh my gosh.
Elliot?
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't want it. You don't want it.
Daddy.
But Ora. But you know, for the longest time.
Can you not see my face? Oh.
I have to say this.
Can you not see my face? So
For the longest time, I've always wondered where Poloni came from. I put this up on my Facebook post. I made a Facebook post about this. I looked at my tongue.
Did you get like?
It was pink. Oh yeah, I got. The like plantation. Yeah, I put it up on the like plantation. And then I looked at my tongue. It was pink. I thought maybe that's where Poloni comes from. I saw my dog's wiener with a stiffy. Yeah. I was like, is that Poloni? You know, my dog had a stiffy.
Yo, right? I, yo.
And I thought,
hey,
is that, oh, okay,
I feel bad. Like this conversation's
but,
finished.
But wait.
My friend is listening. Tell me, friend. What
I've always wondered where it came from.
Just
but now, here's the truth.
No,
there for all of us
to
see. I can't.
Like, I actually don't feel. You know, this was not a nice.
This was heartbreaking.
Bye. I think we come to the end of our. Like, I'm actually not okay now. Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't feel well.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ora has turned green and she is about to throw up. I am worried.
I feel awful. Like, I just.
Did you know this though?
Like, not the, no, not really.
The deets.
No.
You didn't know the
like,
deets?
Like, you know, it's just.
Shem.
I'm contemplating life right now.
Just, oh, Shem.
Ooh, Shem. Like,
ooh, Shem.
I just.
Ooh, Shem.
I think you need to carry on alone. I need a moment.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which,
that's a Tribe Called Quest. Last segment, sha. Celebrity story.
Okay.
So, you've dealt with some celebrities.
I've got one.
You've got a celebrity story.
I've got a celebrity story, actually. So, right. There's this guy, right? He's a celebrity now. Although, yeah, I'm going to tag him in this article. Yeah, you're a celebrity, but still.
You're actually supposed to tell us his name.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. So
last time we did Danai Gurira.
Oh, yes.
The story on Danai.
Okay.
So, hit
me. Tongai Chirisa, right?
Ah.
Arnold Chirisa, yeah.
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
Tongai,
Inspector Davis.
Wow, yeah, because he's a cool guy. So, like, we went to the same school together. We went to AFTA.
Oh, really?
We went to AFTA, yeah. And, like, we used to eat quarters.
Quotas.
Yeah, so quotas is like a half loaf. It's a bunny chow. It's like a half loaf.
Okay,
I don't like carrots.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, okay. Just,
right. That's why I got bad eyes. Anyway, right. we used to like, it was like, just like a normal dude. And like, I remember he used to tease me.
Tease me, baby.
I don't understand why I'm here. I'm trying to figure it out.
All right.
So he used to tease me. He was like, yeah, you're Shauna so whack. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, you're so whack. And then like, he was like in a squad of like, us Simbos. We're like badass, whatever. I was like, whatever. And he was like in third year. I was in first year. And I was like, but it was cool. But like us Zimbos just used to always hang out. Like, and he was really big on that. Like, he used to make all the Zimbos like, he liked that. Like, you know, the moment he heard you're a Zimbo, like, ah, my sister, come here.
Yeah,
like,
community. Oh, okay, cool. Community's a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I see him recently. Came back. I think it was like a year ago, last year.
Yeah.
And yeah, bumped into him and I was like, Tongai, and he was like, yeah, because like an American accent, man. I'm like, oh my
God. Tongai's got an American accent.
Ah, you can't help it. He can't help it. And you will deny this. You will deny this. Because you will deny this.
Oh my God. But yes.
You got an American accent. It's there now.
Oh man.
Like, and so he goes to America and he's like, no, you know what? Really? We know each other. I was like, yeah. Bear in mind, like, I was like really like round in uni. So like, I think he was like, okay. So I'm like, yo. No, you used to tease me, you used to eat quarters. And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. And then craziest story on top of that, I find out like he's like family. But like, I was telling him like, yo, I feel like Africans, we look for family.
Yeah, to check out my list. Like,
I was in Mzukuru wa my nige, we kwa
nigri kini,
kwa na na, na na, na na, na na. But like, yeah. So like, yeah, anyway, like we just agreed that fam is cool. So it was like, yeah, so now... he's my fams.
Wow.
Like, my brother.
All right.
Out there.
Did he act all Hollywood on you?
No, not even.
Right.
Not even. Most humble guy. Like, he's... no.
Right.
Super chill. Huh?
Do you remember the first time you saw him in an international production? The feeling you had at the time?
Yes!
Compared to what he was like in uni. Can you compare and contrast? Did you expect him to be in that space?
I did.
Right.
I did. Also, bear in mind, like, we're very arrogant from our school. So, like, we believe we can do it.
Yes, you did it.
So, it was like, yeah, we can did it. Yeah. So, like, you know, it was like, it was a given. It was like, yeah, you know.
Yeah.
But then, like, he was just really good. He was really good. Even, like, their student films, like, their third year film, their graduation film. Like, he's just good. He was good. And I was like, ah, this guy doesn't, like, go anywhere. God, I don't know. And then to see him, like, first to see him in Mr. Bones, I was like, you're joking. It's Tongai?
Yeah.
Then, like, it continued. And then, like, obviously, you know, people forget you. Yeah, he forgot me. And he's like, who are you? I'm like, hey, Sean, Tembo, catching me, taste, you know, type swag. But then, like, you know, his memory then, like...
it clicked.
It clicked. But, like, coolest person. He deserves that and so much more. Like... yo, I feel like people are sleeping on him. People are sleeping. When you see me clapping, it's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, I feel people are really, genuinely sleeping on the guy.
Right.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
He has so much to give. I had the absolute honor of doing, he was rehearsing for, like, a part.
Yeah.
It's very cool. And I got to be the one to say the lines, and then he'd have to say his lines. It was so cool. I felt it. Like, I got, like, goosebumps. Like, he was playing, like, a gangster dude. Like, I felt it. And right. I was like, wow. Like, right. He's so serious about his craft. I sound like such a fan. But, like, that's with our relatives.
Reaching. Putting that sauce.
I'm reaching. Do you have a celebrity story?
All right.
Do you have one?
Oh, yeah, I do. But then we only do one story.
We don't have time now. Yeah. So, like, I bunked work. I'm sorry, boss. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Dedication.
I mean, I'm here. It's a Saturday. No, guys. Actually, this is research and development.
Oh, yeah.
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 On
yeah.
podcasts and their influence on the economy.
Beautiful. Lovely. Lovely. Lovely.
It's always so much fun, Elliot. Yeah. Thanks for calling me out.
Yeah.
It was a good one, I think.
It's so dope. Yeah. I thought it was real good. Thought it was real good.
It was good fun.
You think we can do this next week?
You know what? I think it's good to have dreams in life. Goals are great, guys.
I'm going to pitch a tent outside of your house.
Wow.
And stay there.
It will be very cold.
With all this equipment just waiting.
Wow. I don't know how Onai would feel about that.
I'm sure he would accept this.
No, I just...
All right. I feel like I have to do some shout-outs. Special shout-out to...
Shut up!
Special shout-out to Capital 263. Free to say it. Free to do it. Best. Very, very special... Shout out to The Juice.
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Special shout out to Aura Nicole.
Yo, yo. No ticket, no doubt.
Yes.
Yeah, we're rocking it. Shout out to Little Entrepreneurs team.
Yeah.
They are so awesome. Those guys have no clue. They are so badass.
Yes.
Can I plug my event?
Oh, sure. Why
yes,
not?
We have an event. If you have children, if for whatever reason you're listening to this.
Yes. And you happen to have children.
With children.
Yes.
I don't know why you're listening, but we have a something for your kids for Easter. And the Little Entrepreneurs, we've got DJ King Her, Japanese Shauna, badass supermom DJ, based mostly in SA, who will be teaching kids how to DJ, like deep theory.
Okay.
Yeah, kids aged 4 to 12.
So you're teaching kids how to DJ?
We've partnered. So Little Entrepreneurs has partnered with King Her Mentorship, and we'll be teaching kids how to DJ.
That is so dope.
And we've got Smooch Zimbabwe has come on board. Smooch, so there'll be like some frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt. Frozen yogurt.
Frozen yogurt.
Yes, there'll be some frozen yogurt from Smooch. So they'll have their truck out, so the kids will get to make their own, like create their own mashup. Frozen yogurt items. It's going to be so
that's
exciting.
So
and then
so
we've
dope.
Got the guys from Dance and Fitness International who are coming through. They've also sponsored a Zumba session with the kids to loosen up. So it's going to be like super, super sick at the coolest hub here in Harare, which is Moto Republic. Coolest place for creatives. That's what's happening on the 31st. Holla at a girl. I'm going to put my WhatsApp numbers. Like, if you're a guy, don't do it. 0777-463-650. Plus 263 at the beginning. If you didn't hear it, shame. Just look for us.
Yes.
My 2 cents.
Yes.
Those were my 2 cents today.
Yes. And lovely 2 cents that was. Right, ladies and gentlemen. It is peace out from
Hip-hop,
the both
hooray.
Of us.
Ho.
Peace.
See ya. And now. Capital 263.